Monday edition. The positives and negatives edition. Some of both from the Packers' 24-19 victory in Los Angeles over the Rams edition. I just want to thank Jesse for showing up today. Not only was he pressed into volleyball duty, but I know sometimes he's not happy with his role in the show, and, you know, he could just not come to work.
Are you not happy, Jesse? You always seem so jolly. Even though less jolly as you've lost 35 pounds.
I am not the Alan Lazard of Wilde and Tausch. I'm perfectly content in the role that I'm
neither
in.
Neither is Romeo Doubs, apparently. Because Alan Lazard still comes to work. Edition. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. And the... At what point am I allowed to be more curious slash critical of Rashawn Gary? Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app.
Oh, look at old Viking Jason there, all purpled up. What's up, you big old Viking?
I went with the Stevens Point Pointer shirt.
That's not what it looks like, though.
I know. That's why I chose the hat to make that look that way. Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft. I've said Jason X's name more in the last couple of days than you have, I'm guessing. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, despite being disgruntled. And normally in an undisclosed location, but the location today is disclosed, and it's not
Monday's
California.
Monday's normally is Everlight. Mm. Monday or Tuesday is Everlight. Almost.
Right. Monday or Tuesday. Correct. And today is Monday, and that's you're there today. He is the Packers Hall of Famer, the radio color analyst for the 52-6 winners.
That was a lot more fun. Huh?
Boy, is Purdue bad. It is Mark Tausch. Good morning.
Good morning. Right. You're so negative. Like, you can't just say what a great, you know, bounce back. I was gonna say all week that was a get right game, but we were not good enough. I didn't feel like at this point to say get right.
Uh huh.
Because we've struggled in our offense and issues that we have, so I didn't think it was fair to say get right game. Let me tell you something. It was a get right game.
I'm curious then before we get to the Packers and their win over the Rams, what are we to make of the Minnesota Gophers beating USC?
Listen, man, I'm only worried about the Rutgers Scarlets Knights.
Scarlets.
That's all I'm worried about.
Well, they lost too.
I know. Nebraska's not bad.
I guess Rutgers will see next week's game as a get right game. All right. Let's move on.
All I can say is, man, I know Alabama came in here and whooped us. I'm certainly glad we didn't schedule Vandy.
Biggest win for Big Linda's program ever.
Oh, Nashville was, I guess as the youngsters in the office told me, they're turnt up down in Nashville. So, yeah, it was when you look at a sports weekend, and if you want to put Thursday into it, because we got our guts ripped out as Brewers fans. I know you didn't, but... Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road.
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
What a just roller coaster. If you didn't love this weekend of sports, I don't think you love sports. It had everything that you ever would want. Everything.
Well, except for the gut ripping out part.
Well, that's part of sports.
And a Brewers series win.
But that's part of sports. It's part of the deal.
But it's not what you want. You said it's everything you would want from a sports
weekend.
If
you're a sports fan, yeah, not just a Brewers fan. So I don't want to get caught up in the minutiae. I was fascinated with how everything played out yesterday with the Rams-Packers game, because what did we say all week? I didn't need this to be a beauty contest.
It's a great get-right game.
No, I don't think I said get-right game. I said our defense needs to strangle...
Boa constrictor.
What was the word I used, though? It was not constrict.
Smother?
Strangled.
No, believe, it was not strangled.
I believe it was strangled. Well, what did I use?
You used the snake analogy. Let's just stick with that. The boa constrictor python, which I think the boa constrictor does the constricting. The python,
okay,
I think,
I think I used the word smothered. I think it was a smothering.
Yeah, much better.
And that's... Did they smother him? No.
No.
They did not smother him.
No.
But how many points did we give up? 12.
12 defensively.
12 points. I said you had to hold him under 17. It was 19, but Jordan Love gift wrapped 7.
Not great.
6.
Pop. Yeah.
So all in all, and this is where I think sometimes we do get a little, I don't know what the right word is. I'm not going to use entitled.
Strangled?
I'm not going to do that. Yesterday was a typical, we need to just find a way to win a road game and get on the flight and get home.
Yep.
Because they did not play their best. The Green Bay Packers did not play their best. I actually give the Rams a lot of credit. I thought they played their tails off.
Agreed.
I thought they gave you everything you asked. They did. They were better on defense than I thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But our offense did just enough. But it came down to, and I said this on the postgame show, Xavier McKinney, the signing of Xavier McKinney is what won that game yesterday. Xavier McKinney is not on that team. We don't win yesterday. And that, I think, says a lot about where we're at. Because this defense, which I think everybody was excited about Jeff Hafley, is the defense that much better than what it was? That drive to go when we were up 2 scores, that was Barry-esque. Just taking it and going down the field.
Well, the 8-minute drive that didn't score any points, that one?
No, the one where they scored a touchdown to cut it to 5. Or cut it to 4.
Oh, the Rams drive.
Well, when the defense is on the field, that means the Rams offense is out there. They scored two minutes in like 20 seconds. No timeouts used. And it just seemed that was the only part of the game that I was, wow. Like from a frustration standpoint, nobody got home. There was not any pressure. It was like just – matter of fact, Tony Romo said this is like a practice.
He did say
catching.
That. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Xavier McKinney made those game-changing plays – and the fumble, I'm not going to give him a ton – I give Kingsley a ton of credit on it.
JJ.
But yesterday was just – that's how the NFL is. Look around. Seattle lost to the Giants at home.
Mm-hmm.
San Fran lost to Arizona. That mountain keeps getting getting steeper. It's really hard to win, and it's really hard to win when you throw an inexcusable pick six. Like the percentages of winning when you throw a pick six has to be less than 15%. But yet they did, and that deserves a ton of credit. And lastly, before I let you go,
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, the Jordan Love component to this. I thought yesterday, careless, he's got to stop being careless with the football. It's becoming, I gave him a pass last week. What we saw yesterday, I know what he was thinking, know what he was doing. It was, that was just brutal. And it almost cost his football team a game. But what I loved about it was how he responded.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And that is why the Green Bay Packers paid him, because that they know what he's about. Yesterday, he showed a lot about what he's about. He has to clean that part of it up. But all in all, I said on the show last night, and some, a couple people got after me, that I'm not remotely discouraged about how yesterday played out. I'm not.
Okay.
How would you be?
Well, I think there's a couple of there's certainly plenty of negatives to get to when we get to positives and negatives.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
And I do think, you know, you got after me a little bit for my negativity about Purdue being bad. I echo your sentiments about kudos to Sean McVay and the Rams, because if you saw the graphic, which we talked about earlier in the week, they were missing 3 of their 5 preferred offensive line starters. Mm-hmm. Havenstein's back in there, though.
Logan Bruss getting a little love.
Yes, no, he's
in the league. I love that.
Yeah.
They love Wisconsin linemen out there.
They
now.
Do. But they're without 3 of their 5 preferred offensive line starters and 2 guys that are all pro wide receivers in their career, right? Puka was one, and Cooper Kupp had been one previously. So for them to put up that kind of a fight with their stadium, half taken over by Packers fans. I thought they deserved credit.
Rams were using silent count.
Yes. Like, I had my back turned at one point because I was writing something, and it was so loud. I was like, wait a minute. Are the Packers on offense or defense?
At a picnic table in West De Pere?
No, that was Friday night, and I had to sit on the ground because they didn't have any picnic tables at West De Pere High School. But
just wait a second. You're sitting on the ground at a high school football game typing articles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, continue.
Well, how do you think those articles get written?
Go to a coffee shop. To your car.
All right. No, you sit on the ground.
I paid admission. I was watching the game.
Were you laying down and like typing, or
no,
were you sitting?
Sitting crisscross applesauce. Thanks for asking.
Clearly, you weren't watching the game.
How do you know that?
How did somebody not get a picture of that and send it to us?
I don't know. The cop recognized me that was sitting, standing by me. He was working the gate there. He's like, "Hey, I love you on that show on WBAY." Look,
you use the school Wi-Fi.
Yes, I did. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. That's beautiful.
I was writing my Jaden Reed story, which I thought turned out extremely well. So
timing
check
that out. Wasn't great. If we're being honest, everybody wanted to read about Romeo Doubs on Sunday.
I wrote about that too. Did you read that?
I don't think it, I didn't, unfortunately. But
did you read anything I wrote?
I read Hubes's, who busted that story up, and everybody questioning if
on
he was
Friday
right.
nights.
Hubes nailed that. Now
he I did. Everybody on that was Friday night. Hubes, what did you read on Sunday? I read Hubes' story again.
I just went to a local high school and just camped out.
I bet Hubes was sitting at the table writing his.
Anyways, what were you talking about? I gave you grief about Jaden Reed. What was I giving you grief about besides sitting on a picnic table?
Remind me of this when you get after me for interrupting you. And by the way, the choices of where to sit. Do I sit in the West De Pere parents section? I'm not a West De Pere person. I don't sit in the student sections. And the parent section of Ashwaubenon was full. So my options were limited. And if they'd had a picnic table, I would have sat at it.
I think we need a podcast to break this down in bigger ways. We'll do that later.
The car is the answer.
I wanted to watch the game.
Okay. Okay. What were you going to say? I don't think this is a great road to go down. Okay, what did you want to say about Jaden Reed?
You don't think this is a great road to go down?
No, this conversation.
Then why are we on it? Shut up and let me talk.
You told me you were
about the damn
You told me
game.
You were laying down on the grass at a high school football field. I thought that was interesting, and then I moved on because I knew this is where it was going to go. So continue. Continue.
We'll talk more about the Packers' win over the Rams coming up after Tausch tells us.
What did you say about Jaden Reed?
It's 9:14.
Because that always bothers us that we go to 9:22 or 9:23. But you know what?
Not by choice.
Did the girls come check in at halftime or anything?
Did you get a licorice whip? If you go to a high school game, you got to get the licorice whip.
Yeah, that's definitely number one.
That big rope. That's like all. I don't know if they still do it that way. They make it big and it's like plastic and.
Or a brat. Get a good brat.
No, you know, not at high school games.
Out in Lakeside Lutheran.
You make a good pork chop sandwich at some of these places.
Lakeside
too.
Lutheran steak sandwiches are.
Is that right? To
die for.
Yeah, we had a little softball tournament in Dodgeville. They had the best pork chop sandwich now. Mm-hmm. What'd you have, Jason? What kind of concessions you have?
I have a window from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Did you lay a picnic basket out when you were down there?
Sounds like Romeo Doubs.
For your home with customizable windows and doors. From Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the durability of materials. It gets tested. They open and close the doors and the latches and the shades. They do it tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now you get zero interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
We will get to the things that you should be concerned about with your team, even though Tausch expressed his optimism during Green Bay game night. We'll get to that coming up, plus each of our positives and negatives, and then yours, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will get to all that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The Rams 24-19 to improve to 3-2 on the season. And as Steve the Homer True said early last week, if you are the team that you think you are, this is not the kind of game you can lose. You have to win a game like this. And they did.
Yep.
And it wasn't pretty. Now, Tausch, you said something about Love's carelessness with the football. And I thought you had a really interesting observation as we were prepping for today's show. Is throwing into triple coverage, regardless of whether or not Jaden Reed comes down with the football, also careless?
I still don't know how that Rams safety didn't just go pick the ball off. Like, his spatial awareness, I gave Musgrave a lot of grief last year about kind of looking like a fawn when he would, you know, oh, I don't know where the ball is. And, oh boy, yesterday I thought, triple coverage, he's going to pick it off. And somehow, the one DB for the Rams plays it great. It grazes over his fingertip. And the other guy looks like he's doing, I don't know what the hell he was doing. Jaden Reed stayed with it, made an unbelievable catch on it. But that was a ball that should not have been thrown, right?
No, it shouldn't have. And so it leads to this question. Because, look, he was fantastic during the second half of last season until the last pass of last season, which was, again, first down, scrambling, late across the middle, across his body, into triple coverage, intercepted, and season's over. So is Jordan Love channeling a little too much of the guy whose jersey he wore into Lambeau Field last week?
I'll say this. He is looking less like Aaron Rodgers on a pretty consistent basis. Now, again, last week, I give him a pass. I thought last week was just go grit it, gut it out. It was a unique kind of a unicorn game where
everything except the last pick I give him a pass on. He knows better than that.
Well, I'm just saying, I think you fall behind 28-0. You have to start taking, you know, not many games is he going to throw it 50-some-odd times. And was he careless with it? Yeah, he was a little bit, but one of the interceptions was just a drop, and you know, however you want to look at it. Yesterday, that was Favre. That was Favrian to a T. Didn't recognize, just throw the ball out of bounds. A lot of stuff happens, you know, when you get drilled and the panic starts hitting you. It was not his best, but he has been more careless with the football than I've seen a quarterback in Green Bay in a long time. Rodgers, people would call in and say he's afraid to take chances.
Right, doesn't want to throw interceptions and hurt his passer rating.
And by the way,
so he doesn't take chances.
Jason, you don't want to throw interceptions. So I never understood that, because it wasn't like he wasn't threading needles and throwing balls behind, you know, ear holes on defenders' helmets, and that was not it. Like, he wouldn't do that. Jordan has gotten a smidge careless with the football. Yesterday, obviously, that bore itself out. But were there any other throws yesterday? You mentioned the one that ended up being a, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my God, what a great play. That was an ill-advised throw. But outside of that, was the ball in harm's way? Any other throws yesterday?
Yeah, I haven't gone back and looked at all of his throws. He only threw the ball 26 times, which is literally half of what he threw last week.
Almost exactly half. So I think when you start looking at it, it is something to remind him that the ball is precious, because you found a way to win, which is great. Had you lost this game, it would have been that play. And you never know when that play is going to be, but that would have been it. And that, along with these pre-snap penalties, I'm still super bullish, because I think that stuff gets cleaned up. But if it doesn't, you're not beating anybody any good.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, it has to be zip, or this is who you are. And through 5 weeks, you're a team that turns the football over and is very sloppy pre-snap. You've also had some holdings. That's gotten, it seems like, you know, the NFL stopped calling a ton of them, which has been great, by the way. I appreciate that. But also, guys have cleaned some stuff up, and they figured some things out. So when it all comes to it, do I believe that Jordan Love is more Aaron Rodgers than Brett Favre when it comes to throwing picks? I do. Nobody is going to be Aaron Rodgers. He has set such a crazy standard for not yesterday, obviously, with the against the Vikings.
Yeah, no.
But his time in Green Bay, those stats aren't going to be touched. We're not going to see guys throw 3 and 4 picks a season. He's going to throw more, but I still think it'll skew much more towards that than where some of the seasons Brett threw in the 20s. But Jordan has to tighten that up, and I think that's a Matt LaFleur, Tom Clements, like, all right, enough. Like, we got to be more careful with the football than what you've been doing.
So, I'm not saying he has turned before. I haven't looked in the YouTube comments, but before we turn this into something it's not, no one on this panel is suggesting that we are now going to be waiting for his 6-interception, 3-pick-6 playoff performance like old the gunslinger once had, with Tausch getting 2 tackles in that game or 3?
I think officially 2. I also almost got my eye gouged out like Curly. Like,
hey,
I literally got my eye gouged out. I was just glad my optic nerve didn't get.
We're not saying that that's on the horizon, but you hear me say it all the time. Growth is not linear. You heard us talk about this going into the season, that the defenses had a full year of film on him. They had a better idea of what he did well and what he didn't. He's dealing with his knee, which isn't 100%, but he is taking risks with the football that are uncharacteristic. That's why we're discussing this now, because I and many others believed he was already past this. He finished last season with, what, 1 interception?
Yes.
In the last, like, 8
games?
Until
the playoff game, yeah. Yep.
So, like, let's make sure we understand that the reason why this is a topic is because it feels out of character for him. And the underhanded Dan Quisenberry submarine interception from the back
Kent
of the end
DeVolke.
Zone.
I had more Kent DeVolke underhand.
To Colvey.
I spell things
Who
out.
Who was DeVolke. His catcher is the real question.
Sid Bream.
No,
he Sid Bream
first
was
base.
First base.
Yeah. We'll keep working on that. Jason Kendall? No.
Ron Prince?
He knows better than that. He said he was trying to throw it out of bounds, not trying to throw it to Tucker Kraft. I don't know, Jim, as Tony Romo might say.
Crazy things happen back there, though. I mean, it you get it. You saw Orlovsky run out the back. Like, it's always crazy.
That would have been better.
Well, until it wasn't. Yeah, I get it. It was a boneheaded play. People make boneheaded plays.
That's my point, is that this is a guy who is still developing. And do I think that he's going to make this play a year from now, 2 years from now? No. I think he learns from his mistakes. I think this is a part of the maturation process. And you are seeing other guys that people thought had arrived that clearly have not. Remember when Deshaun Watson was awesome? Remember when people were really excited about Trevor Lawrence?
He took 2 seasons off. Trevor Lawrence had a monster day yesterday. He did.
Right, because growth is not linear. And he had a great day yesterday.
I love when you get caught up on something and you just pound it.
I pound it like a pork
cutlet when you're trying to deep fry it. That's what you're doing right now.
Yes, at the concession stand. I don't think this is a big deal, but he needs to be better. He knows he needs to be better.
Oh, I think it is a big deal if it doesn't get corrected.
Right, but I don't think it will go uncorrected.
Right now, is there any Packer fan, and I don't know if we want to pull this. I'm certain you don't. He's skewing more Farvian or more Rodgers when it comes to turnovers.
Sounds like a great poll for Jesse to post from the account.
I think as we sit here right now, nobody is going to be Rodgers-esque when it comes to that. Just nobody is.
So do you agree that the triple coverage throw was also irresponsible?
I did not like it, no, until he caught it. Because if that dude has... You think Xavier McKinney isn't picking that thing off?
He is definitely picking that off,
now,
yes.
Xavier McKinney is a special talent. Charles Woodson-esque. So, Jason, you're hitting 50%.
Some might say.
You're 50%. On your even-keeledness compared to... And then you compared Woodson. So you're 50%.
I think I explained my even-keeledness
privately.
You didn't.
Privately you can, but You're not taking a W on the even keel.
How about can I take a W on Tucker Kraft?
So that's what I was going to get to. Positives. Tucker Kraft. There ain't anybody been a bigger fan of a player than Tucker Kraft than me.
Jason Eck's a bigger fan of him.
Maybe Jason Eck is the reason I'm a Tucker Kraft fan. By the way. He plays hard. He is, you know, Romo was just salivating talking about Tucker Kraft yesterday with how he is a running back. And he does have that. He plays reckless. He finishes blocks. He has a chance to emerge as an elite tight end in this league. We haven't had one of those in a while. Because even with J-Mike was an elite pass catcher. He wasn't uber interested.
He was not well-rounded.
He wasn't interested in cutting off. Tucker did some great work on backside yesterday, cutting stuff off. He is a full-on five-tool tight end. He can do everything you ask for from a tight end, right? So he is my positive for yesterday's game because he was a playmaker. The thing I worry about him, can he just stay healthy? Because he plays so hard, and he's been banged up. He's got a shoulder. He keeps coming back. I just hope that you don't have to win every war. Or every battle.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still young, and man, he plays hard. I love everything about Tucker Kraft.
All right, so we've covered your positive and your negative, the low-hanging fruit of Jordan Love's irresponsibility with the football and Tucker Kraft's elite-level play.
So how about this? We do that dog of the game, right, in our post-game
roll,
show.
Roll.
And I can't take the low-hanging fruit. I honestly yesterday took Xavier McKinney, and I had to backtrack because I felt disappointed in myself. I can't do that. Xavier's the low-hanging fruit from yesterday's game.
Tucker Kraft was their leading receiver. He scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
McKinney, first time doing something in modern NFL history. I mean,
I believe that the branches of a tree can have multiple apples that are considered low hanging.
And by the way, I changed to Carl Brooks, who had a sack and a half yesterday by BT Dub.
Did you change him as your sleeper of the week presented by Steinoffels?
No, I like the fact that we have our analytics firm keeping us accountable. Uh-huh. I don't understand why Jesse won. My guy had a bunch of yards. I think he was the most productive of our three that we picked, but I'm not going to fight those guys.
I think Bullard's name was mentioned once during the game.
Especially when Evan Williams, a.k.a. Micah Hyde, showed up. Pretty special.
Nice to see Micah Hyde and Chewy and all the gang out there yesterday.
So tell me which ones of those are wrong.
On a poll.
Charles Woodson.
Well, I think... No offense to Chewy, Tucker Kraft's more athletic than Chewy, is he not?
I would agree, yes.
So you might
he's passed him by.
So are we concerned as a fan? Because every caller, I stayed for an hour and some change last night, and it felt like everybody that called was more concerned than excited that we won the game. Everybody. Are we really that concerned about this football team right now? Because you have to keep in mind – we're the youngest team in the league.
Yeah. Rams second youngest.
Our quarterback missed 2 weeks, and I don't want to hear the Malik Willis is better. I'm just not interested in that.
I kind of do.
You do that on your third show that you're doing. That's fine. I think it's a ridiculous commentary.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you're actually ever going to do that, but if you do, I'll tune in.
Let me ask you this. Would you be willing, if someone wants to try and make that argument, to listen to them?
Yeah, I'll listen, but I will poo-poo.
Yeah.
The offense is better with Malik Willis? Is that what you're saying?
That is what Jason just said. Don't sound graphic.
No. That's not what I said.
If somebody wants to say it.
If some person wants to call. All right, let's do this. I think because the low-hanging fruit has been taken, let's save ourselves the time and get straight to calls next. Okay?
I like that.
844-770-3776, but with a twist. Not only do we want your positives and negatives, but based on what Tausch is telling us.
So just wait, the people that have already called in and are on hold, do they have to acquiesce to your third thing?
Yeah, or they're being hung up on. Yes,
okay.
I run a very tight ship.
That's fair.
Sheesh.
It's not even my thing, it's yours. And I think they are adept enough
and
mentally nimble enough to handle this additional request, which is this. Are you more concerned about this team or excited about this team?
Because
apparently callers to Green Bay game night certainly were more concerned than they were excited or encouraged.
Yes.
So in addition to positives and negatives, defend your position.
Pull it, Jesse.
I'm more excited about this team or I'm more concerned about this team?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I do want to get to at some point again Rashawn Gary, who Jeff Hafley... I don't do a lot of predictions. I'm not a prognosticator. Jeff Hafley predicted a big game from him.
He didn't have it.
That did not occur.
No.
So we'll talk about that as well coming up. But again, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Your positives and your negatives, and then defend your position. I am more excited about this team, or I am more concerned about this team. 844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls coming up after Tausch tells us about how his Prize Picks weekend
How
about out.
This? So I had a great Prize Picks weekend. Jaden Reed. But you know what set it off? We had a pink out on Friday with the kids at school. Pink out, right? Mm. Thursday night, Eleanor, and again, I've been gone for a couple weeks. This is not usually in my purview. Of shopping.
Really wondering how this gets us to Prize Picks.
You're going to love it. So she, I was gone. I don't love going shopping. It's just not one of my things, right? We go up to Door County. I'm not interested in all the tchotchkes and all that stuff. That's not where I'm at. Her and her little buddy Harpsy, they really wanted to get pink tutus. So when you Harpsy. Brought up Tutu Atwell, I said, old T's got to go more on the receptions of Tutu Atwell because of getting the tutus on Friday, and Tutu delivered for old T. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 10 million users, the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do, pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection. Watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your buddies. Become part of this fun little Prize Picks community. You can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. It's the best way to win real money this football season. You can turn these great sports opinions or turn in just going shopping and karma telling you where to go. Sign up now. You get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Download the app today. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI for $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run
your
game.
844-770-3776.
What do you think, Jesse? It all made pretty good sense.
It did. It came around.
You were wondering.
It was a nice story.
You were wondering.
You told the story.
Jason didn't care, but I could see you were interested. You had some intrigue.
2-2.
Atwell.
2-2 for T.
Pretty good day.
844-770-3776. Your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
844-770-3776. Positives, negatives, and are you more excited or more concerned about this team right now? 844-770-3776.
How do you think that poll goes, Jay Bird?
Let's start with Steve in Hartford. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch.
He dobs you again.
I'm not participating. It's 9:43. Yeah, These people have been waiting on hold.
My bad. All right, Steve. How do you think that poll goes?
Hello, Steve.
I think. Good morning. I think people are positives and negatives. I thought positive was Kraft. I think he looks really good. I think, like you said, he could become an elite, an elite tight end if he keeps his trajectory the way it is, and concerned a little bit about injuries because those guys aren't the most flexible guys in the world. But
and he loves contact, too,
he's physical.
Steve.
He's physical.
The
now.
Way the way he stiff-armed, if you watch that play, he stiff-armed the second guy, too.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was kind of neat. And then the negative was Jordan Love being a little careless with the ball. But I think that, you know, I think Tony Romo was talking about the game slowing down for you, and I think him being out a couple weeks, he's still a little jumpy after playing the Vikings, and he'll settle down, and hopefully he doesn't become Favre-like, because I don't think all of our ulcers can handle that.
That was fun, though. Favre era was fun, though, too. Yeah. So are you more concerned or more excited? How did you word it, Jesse?
Well, Jason proposed it. I'm trying to figure out how to word it for the poll on Twitter, so you tell me.
I'm more excited. I would say I'm more excited. I'm not real concerned. I think the coaches will have a good talking to him about, mm-hmm. About how to get rid of the ball and so on, just fundamentals.
But, okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, a couple of things there. Obviously, excited about Tucker Kraft. Everybody is. He has a chance to kind of be in that triangle. You know, Jaden Reed, Jacobs, that could be a powerful triangle moving forward.
I am a little bit cautious because I'm old enough to remember when we thought Robert Tonyan was going to be George Kittle.
This looks different, though. This looks different.
I'm not done.
Does it?
This guy plays with more physicality.
Pizzazz, too.
And my concern is not about whether he will suddenly plateau or struggle, but he's been playing with a shoulder injury already. He is a throwback as well. Mm-hmm. Like when Tausch played, dudes played through injury. In 2024, that is not nearly as commonplace as it was in 2004.
I'd agree.
So he is doing something that I would be willing to guess other players would not do. And that would make my concern about Tucker Kraft is solely that if he takes a beating and a pounding on his body, it will decrease his effectiveness long term.
Okay.
So if there are ways for him, not on the touchdown, which was, I mean, that was fantastic. I mean, how much of the 66 yards was yards after the catch?
Yeah.
Like that was caught in like the left flat, maybe 4 or 5 yards downfield?
Great design by LaFleur, too.
No doubt.
Yep.
So he is... You have every reason to be excited about him. I just wonder if there are some hits that maybe, because he's so physical as a blocker, too. We weren't worried about that with Luke Musgrave.
No.
We were talking about how tough Luke Musgrave was playing through ankle injuries,
et cetera. I
love
seeing Tucker a couple of times on the backside of some of the cutoffs. That is not an easy block, and I know it was a home game, so you can get off on the snap count. And yes, I know it was a road game, but it was actually a home game. But his physicality, and he is hunting contact. You know, he made that quote, and we all thought he was a psychopath.
That's what I mean.
He means it. I love him, man. I love him. He's probably not going to pantheon him yet, but he's going to get pantheoned here pretty soon.
Make sure you read Sunday's Wisconsin State Journal with quotes from Jason Eck about.
Is that coming up this week?
That'll be the Sunday story.
What
happens
if Musgrave goes AWOL? Then are you going to still do it?
Then it's still going to be the story, and then we write a separate story, neither of which you apparently read.
Where are you going to write them?
I don't think I'm going to a football game this Friday night.
I think he's in Luxembourg this week. He's got the Casco squad coming.
You know,
Let's
just going to move forward here, other than pointing out that I spent a large portion of my career covering high school sports. I enjoy high school football. Instead of watching Law & Order reruns, I wanted to stay and watch the game.
You don't have to defend yourself to us,
apparently,
knuckleheads.
Apparently I do,
no,
actually.
We think it's ridiculous, but that doesn't mean you have to. Who's our next caller, Jesse?
From the sounds of it, you should have watched a better game.
Back and win? Didn't Ash Wabanon come back and win, or is that
47-13, your final?
Oh, Bayport came back and beat one of the Jaguars.
Maybe just came back to win this weekend, yeah.
Yeah. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Hans in Milwaukee. Hans!
Oh, I bet he never hears
Guten
this.
Guten Tag, mein Freund!
I'm sure he never hears this.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this is Hans from Milwaukee. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
Sehr gut, mein Freund, yeah.
Yeah. So I have basically my one positive is just a theme is how the team is able to bounce back, and I have two players besides Jordan Love to highlight that. The first was Rashid Walker blew a block, I think, to cause that Jordan Love interception and kind of got smoked in that first half. But watching that second half, I think he did a great job to close out the game.
How about that one block, Hans? How about that one block down the field where he like chased the guy down and like knocked him in the next week?
Sheed's going to compete now. He's going to compete. Yeah,
yep. I love that.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So that's my first example. Second example is Eric Stokes. That last drive that Tausch mentioned that they just marched down the field and Tony Romo called the practice. Eric Stokes last play just totally fell to the floor on ice skates. But then I noticed on that last drive to close out the game, Tony Romo actually complimented a couple times in his coverage. So great bounce-back ability by the team. And then the other positive that Tausch mentioned, and then, Jason, I'll answer your question, is I'm actually now excited listening to Tausch. He swayed me over. This team is young, and they have a huge ceiling that I don't think we even can see what will look like in the near future. But you mentioned it too, Jason. The one negative I have is Rashawn Gary. Very silent, another quiet game, despite the hype that he was getting from his D coordinator. So excited about the team overall. We're 3-2. I think we're in good shape, if you want to ask me. But Tausch let me sleep better at night after the game. I will also add one low-hanging fruit for Tucker Kraft to make a financial decision. I think Kraft Foods has a good marketing campaign opportunity to get Tucker Kraft a little bit.
Smack and cheese, am I right?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hans. Oma will appreciate my German that I used for her benefit because she's a big listener to the show. All right, so I want to get to the question of Rashawn Gary. We're not avoiding that, but I want to get to more calls first because a lot of people have been waiting on hold. But Gary Ellerson made a statement late last night. You were long gone from Green Bay game night. It was during my appearance on the show. And it was, I guess I hadn't really looked at it that way. I hadn't thought of it. He said he looks light, skinny, and he looks more like a 3-4 edge rusher than a defensive end playing in a 4-3. And he wondered aloud if that might be part of the equation with his lack of production. I want to explore that. Because it's almost as if, sounds to me like he's the opposite of our friend Aaron Kampman. That when the 4-3 became the 3-4, he was a square peg for a round hole. And now, for whatever reason, and I don't want to make this an excuse for him, but I don't understand his lack of production. I'm trying to understand it. I'm open to explanations. Because even though I wouldn't call him elite once upon a time, he was trending toward being that. And right now, he is not even in the same zip code as elite. And that can still change, but I don't understand what's happened to him. So we'll get to that coming up. In the meantime, Carl Brooks said, pour me in, coach, and I'll get you 2 sacks.
A sack and a half for him. Tito's handmade vodka for us on game day. Pour us in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster. You wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, you know it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Crafted?
Yeah.
Nice.
Only been saying that for 7 years.
Yeah, but it's different now that Tucker Kraft is part of the equation. You didn't, yeah, okay. We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Dancing around that college bar these days, I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
Let's keep rolling with the calls. Packers beat the Rams 24-19. They are now 3-2 on the season and get their first W with Jordan Love at quarterback.
Oh, QB wins and losses. This I love season. It. Wildy's taking it out. I love it. 1-2 with Jordan as a starting quarterback. What's Malik Willis's record?
2-0.
Oh, is that right? Wow. That's interesting. Might be a story for the State Journal from Wildy.
Not that you'd read it. Let's go up north to Canada and talk to Ricardo. Ricardo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great morning. Great morning. Victory Monday. Happy all.
Yes.
Happy all.
You're,
there's no way you're going to be more concerned than you are excited. You're
no
the
way.
One person I can guarantee will not say he's more concerned.
Yep.
It is. How can you not be excited about this team? Listen, there's a saying in Portuguese. Quem tem medo, compra cão. If you're afraid, buy a dog, okay?
I was just going to say the same
thing. Hey, Ricardo, when you do that again, will you let Jason and I try to translate before? Because I'm fascinated by that. I was going to say,
let's try to say it too, and then we can adopt it as one of the mantras of Wildy and Tausch. You're going to have to say it a lot slower, though, because one of us took Portuguese, one of us didn't, and both of us know the same amount of Portuguese as a result.
That's a low blow. I can conjugate the verb to be. In many different forms.
It's quem tem medo, compra cão.
I know that one.
Okay. All right, I give up. All right, what are your positives and negatives?
The positive from yesterday is that, guys, we won a game on the West Coast, and it was a scrappy victory. When has that happened with this team? Very rarely. The West Coast has been our Achilles heel. We suck on the West Coast. We always show up unprepared, lethargic, flat-footed, and we always come get our asses beat over there. We did well. We got a victory. Let's just take it positively, okay? Mm-hmm. Also,
they're pretty good at Vancouver.
Oh, man.
Never mind. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Right. Narvison, 47-yard field goal right down the middle. Start stacking those kicks.
Yes,
so come on, give the guy some love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And another thing I'm very encouraged about is I know our pass rush isn't there. I know. However, I love our defensive backfield, and I love the fact that our coordinator is not resting on his laurels. It's week 5, and he's already doing different things. Evan Williams started playing more, and Bowler close to line of scrimmage. That's adjustments. That's trying to make something happen when it's not happening. That's what we've been begging
bring
for
in
forever.
Cooper in, Ricardo, I don't mean to jump in, but bring Cooper in to do some stunts and get after it. He's got to play more. All right, continue.
Exactly. And not only that, on the final play of the game, the fourth down, how many times did we see last year with Joe Barry? We rushed 3 or 4. Everyone's in zone coverage, giving them 10 yards. No, he sent 5, and then the rookie played man coverage on the tight end and broke up the pass. Mm-hmm. Like, he took a risk, and it paid off. That's what we've been begging for the whole time. So it's week 5. Once the offensive line will get more in rhythm, pass block a lot better, I'm pretty sure Jordan Love will get settled down. He'll start making better decisions. Guys, it's a win. Week 5. Let's just keep the good times rolling. Let's go, boys.
How do you say keep the good times rolling in Portuguese?
I have no idea, to be honest. It's not a direct translation. It won't sound as good.
Okay.
That's a cop-out. Come on.
I'm not going to force him to tell us something.
It's not a direct.
There's like apps on your phone that if we really want to do it, we can go figure it out.
Yeah, but he's the official Portuguese-Canadian correspondent.
He'll be better next week.
If you're afraid, buy a dog.
Well, I'm afraid of buying a dog in an ironic twist. So that's a fascinating little deal.
We'll get to more of your calls. We've got some open spots. We've also got a few of you who have been on hold. So stay there. We will get you in the 10 o'clock hour, which will kick off 2 minutes after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip.
It's Packers season. You'd be excited about it. Enter today for great prizes all season long, and only with the Quick Rewards Packers Zone from Quick Trip. You could win a 2024 Chevy Traverse Z71, an Aaron's snowblower, Packers game tickets, and much more. All the things that we love here on Wildy and Tausch. And entering is simple. Use your Quick Rewards when making purchases at Quick Trip, and you'll earn a Fan Zone point for every dollar you spend at Quick Trip. Every dollar, just stop in for some Glazers, Nature's Touch milk on a weekend morning trip. I went and got coffee before the softball game yesterday. Simply fill up your tank, and boom, Fan Zone points. They keep track in your Quick Rewards app in the Fan Zone section. You can start using those points in the Packers Zone. Get on it now. Through October 31st, one winner will win 18 tickets to a Packers private suite experience for the November 24th game at 325. I think that's the Niners. Jesse will check. Start spending today for all these Packers-owned prizes. Download the Quick Rewards app in your app store and visit quicktrip.com/fanzone for full details.
The 10 o'clock hour continues with your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.